You have a Bible, please turn to Acts chapter 14, verses 21 to 29. If you don't have a Bible and would like a Bible, please put your hand up. We have some people poised to give you. Kids, if you keep your eyes this way, the passage should appear in front of you. Excellent. When I say in front of you, I mean on the screen, rather than literally right in front of you. Are we all good? Brilliant. So this is Acts 14, verses 21 to 28. They, that's Paul and Barnabas, preached the good news in that city, that's a place called Derbe, and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came into Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples. This is God's word to us this morning. Fantastic. Take your seats and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here safely this morning. Please, Lord, would you remove any distractions from our heads or our hearts? Please, would you help us to listen to your word? Transform us into the likeness of your Son for your glory. Amen. So, good morning, boys and girls. Are you awake? You ready? Who has swimming lessons? Who has swimming lessons? Do you have swimming lessons? Lots of you have swimming lessons. Who can swim a whole length? Who can swim a whole? This is a question for you adults as well. Can you swim a whole length? Some of you can swim a whole length. Brilliant. Yeah, me too now. But when I started swimming, I couldn't swim very far. In fact, when I started swimming, it looked a bit like this, as if something was attacking me in the water. But when I started swimming, I really couldn't swim a whole length. I needed to train. I needed to get stronger and stronger if I wanted to finish a whole length. And over time, I did things that helped me to get stronger and stronger. And do you know what? Eventually, I managed to swim a whole length. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? This helps me float, by the way, so I have that advantage over you. Well, many years ago, and it was many years ago, before I went to university, I used to swim in a 25-meter pool up in Stevenage. It's probably a similar length to the one you guys swim in. However, when I went to Bath University, Bath University has a 50-meter pool, which I thought would be really easy to swim. Can you guess what happened the first time I swam in Bath University's 50-meter pool? Do you want to take a guess? What did I do? What do you reckon I did? Yeah, I stopped halfway. I was too tired. I wasn't strong enough. And I stopped halfway, grabbed hold of the rope, and was like, wow, I'm in the middle of the pool. It sounds quite embarrassing, doesn't it? Except for there was someone else who had clearly done the same thing, holding on to the other side of the rope. I had to pull myself along. After time, I did training, and I got stronger so that I could finish a length. I wasn't strong enough to finish, but I did things that helped me to get stronger so that I might finish. It's strength that means we can finish things. It's being strong that means we're not diverted off course so that we can stay on track and finish. People struggle swimming in the sea because they're not strong enough to take the current, which knocks them off course. Being a strong swimmer helps us to stay on course and finish. And that's the same with our walk with Jesus. Jesus wants us to be strong so we're not knocked off course and we can carry on and finish. It's really important to Jesus. Now, the adults have been looking at Acts whilst you guys have been in Treasure Hunters. Now, in Acts, let me put this here. In Acts, we've heard about how Paul and Barnabas started in a place called Antioch. Maybe that's a good name for our next church plant. Started in a place called Antioch. And they traveled from Antioch to a place called Iconium. Whilst they were in Iconium, they told people about Jesus. Some people believed, but some people rejected the message, and in fact, they hurt Paul and Barnabas, kicked them out of town. They then moved on to a place called Lystra. Whilst in Lystra, they told people about Jesus. Some believed, but some rejected it, and in fact, they stoned Paul so hard that they thought he was dead. They dragged him out of town and threw him out. They thought he was dead, but he was fine. From there, Paul and Barnabas traveled to a place called Derbe. Not Derby, but Derbe. Traveled to a place called Derbe, where in Derbe, they told people about Jesus. They'd done a lot of traveling. They'd had a lot of rejection, they'd had a lot of pain, and they'd finished in Derbe. And the passage that we looked at today was the bit that just comes after that. You see, it was time for Paul and Barnabas to head back to Antioch. The distance from Derbe to Antioch wasn't actually that far. It was very easy for Paul and Barnabas to jump on a boat and just travel back home and say, oh, that was tiring. But they didn't. Did you see it in our passage? In our passage, it said that they traveled back to Lystra. They went back to the place that they had been beaten and stoned. And then they went back to Iconium, the place where they had been beaten and thrown out. And then they went back to Antioch. Why did they do that? Because Paul and Barnabas think it's very important that the disciples of Jesus, the followers of Jesus, are strong. They wanted to strengthen the followers of Jesus. And as we look at Acts, what we see is that Jesus wants us to be strong, so we'll stay on course and we'll finish. Jesus wants us, everyone in this room who follows and loves Jesus, to be strong, so we'll stay on course and we'll finish. But a really good question is, how do we get strong? Now, when I was swimming, I was told to do exercises, so I had to practice this, unless I wanted to go backwards, and I had to practice this, kick my feet. What is it that we need to do to make us strong? Well, in our passage, we're given three things. And the first is to know that tough times are normal. We're to know tough times are normal, so be ready for them. Tough times are normal, so be ready for them. Right, you guys look a bit tired. You need a bit of waking up. So what I'm going to do, when I say, and this goes for the rest of the service, when I say tough times are normal, you guys need to say, so be ready for them, and then you need to go, "Hua!" Do you reckon you can do that? You sure you can do that? Adults as well. Ready? Are you ready? Let's have practice. Tough times are normal. Excellent. Let's try that again. Tough times are gnomes. Oh, almost got you. Tough times are normal. Excellent. Have a look. I've lost my clicker. Here we go. Have a look at verse 22. Here we go. They preached the gospel in that city, so that was Derbe, and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. So Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. strengthening the disciples and encourage them to remain true to the faith. Listen to this. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Paul and Barnabas told them tough times were normal. Oh, you guys have fallen asleep in like 2 minutes. Let's try that again. Tough times are normal. Exactly. But you might wonder, why would this strengthen them? Well, knowing tough times are normal exactly means that you're ready for them. It means you take a strong stance. You've got your eyes out. You're waiting for it. It doesn't mean you take a weak stance. Not that anybody would take this stance anyway. And you're not ready for it. When you take a weak stance, you're easily knocked off track. When you take a strong stance, you're firm and you're ready. Let me help you understand. Armel, can I borrow you? I have put a line out on the stage. Can you see my line? At the end of my line is some sweets. Ooh. You see, Armel, you need to walk along the line to get to the sweets. It's really easy, isn't it? If Armel doesn't walk on the line, say he decides he's going to go this way, he's going to fall off the stage, isn't he? No sweets. If he walks this way, he's going to walk straight into the wall and end up with no sweets. You see, if Armel thinks his journey to the land of sweets is an easy journey, then he's going to walk without really much of a care in the world. He's not going to be ready. Armel, take that walk as if it's easy, not expecting anything. See, look at him having a lovely time. And when hardship comes, he's knocked off really easily, isn't he? If he's not ready, he's going to be knocked off. Armel needs to know. No, come back up again, mate. I want to push you again. Armel needs to know tough times are normal. Exactly. If Armel knows tough times, this is how he's going to walk, isn't he? You know, you watch me. You see? Oh. He broke my watch. Tough times were really hard. You see, he was ready for the tough times, which meant he was not easily diverted off his course. He was ready for it. You see, many of us don't expect hard times. We become Christians and we think, do you know what? Life's going to be really easy. I'm not going to face hard times. And when hardships come, they knock us off our course really, really easily. You see, in our passage includes a very important little word beginning with M. It's in the third line. Actually, there's two M words in the third line. The first M word in the first line. Who can tell me what M word that is? We must go through many hardships. Not we might go through many hardships, or possibly you might go through many hardships. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. And that shouldn't surprise us, because we follow a king who suffered. You see, we as Christians suffer like Jesus. You see, Jesus went through many hardships. Pretty much all through his life, through his ministry, he was rejected and attacked by the Pharisees. He was having hard times, all the way to the point that he was beaten and hung on a cross. And that rejection of Jesus, that hard time, meant that the good news of Jesus went to the whole world so all of us could be friends with God. You see, Jesus led the way. He went through hardships, so we should expect to go through hardships. When Jesus hung on the cross, he went through the hardship of taking the punishment we deserve. And even though we must go through many hardships from people attacking us and being mean, actually we should rejoice in the fact that the hardship of hanging on the cross, taking the punishment that we deserve, we won't take because Jesus took that. we should not be surprised that we must go through many hardships if we follow the King of Suffering, the one who suffered most. So that's my first point. Are you ready? You guys ready? Tough times are normal. Brilliant. Excellent. My second point is leaders are necessary. Leaders are necessary. So use them. So as with this one, when I say leaders are necessary, you guys say, so use them. And then I want you to put your hand up in the air and say, oi, give the hand. Do you reckon you can do that? You have to do that accent as well. I've been practicing all week. Oi, give the hand. You ready? Leaders are necessary. Excellent. One last time. You ready? Leaders are necessary. Brilliant. Let's have a look. This is verse 23, Acts 14, verse 23. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church. You see, what Paul and Barnabas wanted them to know is that leaders are necessary. That's very good. You got, that's Edmonton for you. That's those 3 years you've been training with that accent, haven't you? Have you ever seen the movie Happy Feet? Have you seen the movie Happy Feet? I love that movie, Happy Feet. What animal is Happy Feet about? It's about a penguin, isn't it? Norma and Memphis have a baby penguin called Mumbles. And there's something wrong with Mumbles because he can't sing very well, but he can dance really, really well. But right at the beginning of that movie, you get this scene after the egg's been created, as it would be, the great blizzard comes in the Antarctic, and all the penguins have to huddle together to survive to get through that great blizzard. If they don't huddle together, if they're out on their own, then they end up dying and not getting through. And what you see is this big scene of all them huddling together and moving around. But what you might not see, it is in there, but what you might not remember is that there are leaders who are guiding and directing. There are leaders who are chanting, move, 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 as they gradually move round. These leaders are protecting them and helping them to get through. And actually, with emperor penguins, without those leaders, the whole pack will die and not survive. Leaders are important to survive in the Antarctic. Leaders are important to survive as a Christian. And Jesus gives us leaders to help us get through and finish. Now, Armel, where's Armel gone? Armel, come on back up again. Armel, come on. Armel, same challenge. Okay, you've got the line. See the line? The promised lands of sweets. Not just yet, not just yet. Okay, stay there. I want to give you two people to help you. Okay? So, no, I've selected them already because I'll get in trouble if I end up pushing you off the stage. Pete, David, do you mind coming and helping us? You see, Armel's trip, go stand with Armel. Armel's trip to the promised land of sweets is made so much easier if he has two people to help him. You know, Armel could say to one of them, stand behind me, stand behind him, you know, support him, give him help. The other one stand in front to help him come along, you know, help him come. Okay, that's not how we practice it. Maybe Armel gets hurt and they take him under his arm, so as in, you know, give him a hand, they help him along. Maybe they're both in front to protect from attacks. You see, as Armel comes along, having two helpers means it's hard for me to get to Armel and push him off course. In fact, it's so hard, I could try really, really hard. You've shut the door. Really, really hard to get at him. You see, I can try really... Thank you very much. That was good work. Good work. I didn't run that one by Nathan before I did that. You see, it's really hard for me to get to Armel when he's got leaders protecting him, helping him, leaders guiding him and directing him. But the thing is, Armel could easily say to those leaders, as he stood here, he could easily say to them, get lost, I don't care about you, go play with the drums, I'm going to do my walk on my own, I don't care about you. And very often we do that with our leaders. We say, I know you're about, but I don't really care. Go somewhere else. I'm going to get on with my walk to the promised land of sweets. I'm going to do it on my own. You see, God gives us leaders so that we would use them and they would help us. I'm running out of breath. It's only from there to there. That's unbelievable. You see, Jesus wants us to know that leaders are necessary. Exactly. Leaders are God's gift to us to help us, to strengthen us and help us to stay on course and to finish. And the fact is, God gives us leaders, or shepherds as they're called, just like Jesus. You see, this church, this local church, has a bunch of guys who are called elders, who are the elders of this church. They are the leaders of this church. They are here to help you on your journey. They are here to help you stay on track. They are here to protect you. And they sacrifice a lot for you guys, their sheep. And the question that I would have for you, adults and children, now children you might not know as much, but adults, do you know who your elders are? Have you spoken to your elders? Do you use your elders? The elders in this church are absolutely amazing. I love them to bits. But do you use them? They are just like Jesus. So, let's have a recap. Right, first point. You ready? You remembering? We need to remember if we're going to be strong. That's strong. I don't know why I thought that would be strong, but that's strong. Okay, tough times are normal. Excellent, excellent. Leaders are necessary. Fantastic. And the third point, which hopefully is over here, is reports are needed. There we go. Reports are needed, so listen to them. Should I move that slightly? Reports are needed, so listen to them. So when I say reports are needed, you need to say, so listen to them. What'd he say? Okay, you got that? So reports are needed. Let's try that again. Let's try that. Was very good. You're getting reports are needed. Excellent. Let me read to you verse 27. On arriving there, so that's back to Antioch, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. You see, Paul and Barnabas wanted the people in Antioch to really hear the report of what God had done, because reports are needed. You guys, come on, a bit of effort. And you on the stage. I didn't hear any of the... Oh. Ready? Reports are needed. Excellent. So, maybe you guys have a report at school. Have you had reports at school? Maybe from a parent's evening? Or maybe from an end-of-year report? Maybe you'll get my school report on sports. This is my school report on sports. Glenn has useful speed when he runs in the right direction. Yeah? Or maybe you'll get my French report. French is a foreign language to Glenn. Or, the best one of them all, my English report. The improvement in his handwriting has revealed his inability to spell. Reports, now they might not, but reports are designed to encourage us. Maybe you get a 10-meter swimming badge, which is like a report saying, well done, 100% attendance. Reports on how well the sports club did. When we're struggling to carry on, being given a report on success of what other things are doing that you are a part of helps you to carry on. reports on what God has done shows us that we are a part of something bigger. Walking on the line to the sweets can be tough sometimes. You can sometimes wonder, am I really doing this right? Am I on the right course? But actually hearing of what God has done around the whole world helps us, gives us energy and encouragement to carry on. This church is 121 years old. Reports on what God has done for 121 years gives us confidence of what God will do and help us to continue to do. I won't get Armel back up here, but if I did get Armel back up here, as he was walking along this line, if he was struggling, hearing of other people on the line who are succeeding, who are working well, would encourage him to carry on. When I was at Canada Life, I had one of these bad boys. Well, actually, I ended up with loads of these in the end. So you won't know what this is. I had one of these. This is what we called a pointless effort trophy. What a way to encourage your staff, isn't it? Whenever you had a job, which was deemed to be fairly pointless, you got given a pointless trophy, pointless effort trophy. It won't surprise you, but when I finished at Canada Life, I had lots of these. I couldn't find them when I was searching for them. Pointless effort trophies really do discourage you from doing your work. It really does discourage you when you think you're wasting your time on the trip to the promised land of sweets. Whereas you're on your promised land. But with Jesus, when you're walking with Jesus, there is no such thing as a pointless effort trophy. There are no pointless effort trophies when you're doing Jesus' work, no matter how you feel. We report to others so others can have confidence in what Jesus is doing. When we're struggling, we report about what God has done, so that helps us. It is important. So, reports are needed. Excellent. And these three things will help us as we walk on our journey, as we progress with Jesus. Jesus doesn't want us to be weak. He wants us to be strong. And he tells us to do things. He gives us things to help us be strong. Like me when I was swimming and all the exercises that I had to do. That wasn't an exercise. He gives us things to help us be strong. And those three things are, you ready? Look, one last time. There's to know that tough times are normal. Wow. Leaders are necessary. And reports aren't needed. Brilliant. I'm going to pray and then we are going to sing. So let's put our hands together and let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not only interested in converting us, but you are interested, you want us to become strong. We thank you for the many gifts that you give us that help us to grow strong. We thank you for the warning message that tough times are normal. We thank you for the elders and the leaders that you have given us who help us to continue along our path. And we thank you for the reports that we hear. We thank you particularly for the 121 years of faithfulness that you have been to us as a local church. Please, Lord, would you help us not to ignore these things, not just to hold them as facts, but actually would you help us to respond appropriately? Please, would you help us for your glory? Amen.